course, the decision to find a way to make war with Mexico had been made before that incident, just as the decision to go to war in Southeast Asia was made before the Gulf of Tonkin incident. But somebody looking into that might then have proceeded to examine our other wars and to examine how these wars start. They might have looked into the war again in the Philippines at the turn of the century and taken a look at a fabricated incident at the beginning of the war in the Philippines, which then enables the United States to make war in the Philippines against the Filipinos, who seem to want to run their own country. But they really aren't a civilized people. And so, you know, I remember President McKinley said, we must Christianize them and civilize them. Filipinos, he said he got that message from God. And Filipinos apparently did not get the same message. And they fought back, and there ensued a very bitter, bloody war, which, as I remember when I went to school, occupied a very small part of the history book, whereas the Spanish-American War, a short war, in which we got the Spanish out of Cuba, that was the big thing, the Spanish-American War, Cuba, Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Riders. But the Philippines War, which was a long, bloody war, which was in many ways like the Vietnam War, a war full of massacres, which finally we subdued the Filipinos and took it over. But a look into how wars start might have led to some interesting conclusions about that war. Then might have led to the Gulf of Tonkin. That might have led people to ask more recently, how did we, under Reagan, decide to invade Grenada? What was the incident there? Oh, it was the medical students in trouble. And wherever medical students are in trouble, the U.S. Army goes, you see. Or remember Panama. It's hard to remember these things because they come and go so fast, you see.